Welcome back to Hero Talk with Talix and Trev. I'm Talix.
And I'm Trev.
And today, we're going to get hidden in the leaves.
With Naruto.
That's right. Both Naruto and Shippuden. Let's get it. Alright, so now it's time for the Made You Smile segment. Trev, something this week made you smile?
Well, something this week that made me smile was realizing that we get to go see our family in Alabama.
Yeah, that is something that's pretty good. Something that made me smile this week was that I was able to see you actually take care of the stuff you were supposed to do in school. You did a real good job this week in school, so really proud of that. That definitely made me smile, so excellent work. All right, now it's time for jokes. You got anything today, Trev?
Nope.
Nothing today? Okay, I got one. Which village did Choji almost leave and go live at?
Where?
The village of the hidden beef. All right, so now let's talk about the MVPs of the series. Now, you can do either, you know, Naruto or Shippuden, or just as a whole. I think I'm probably going to go as a whole more so. So, Trev, what about you? Who do you think is the MVP?
I'm going to do Naruto and Naruto Shippuden. Just like, I'm going to go with Orochimaru for Naruto, and then Pain, like, all of the Akatsuki, just like, for Naruto Shippuden.
Okay, so why do you have the villains as the MVPs?
Because Orochimaru, he did a good job showing up and then setting everything else and making everything else huge and taking care of most of the story.
Mm-hmm.
He was the main villain and then showed up as another villain and then got brought back multiple times and
did
very important things.
Okay. He was one of the sign-ins, so that's very true about, you know, what he did. All right, so, and you said Pain for the other one?
Like, all of the Akatsuki.
Okay.
I think they were just the main part of everything in Naruto Shippuden, because just like Naruto had to worry about them when they came back, then Sasuke went to go kill Itachi, and there was just a lot of things having to do with the Akatsuki.
Okay, so they did have a major part in things. And I think we're going to kind of like discuss that in a little bit later down the line, so I don't really want to focus on that yet. So we'll get back to that part about just kind of like their motives and different things. So far as with me, I think that the MVP of, I would say, both series for me, I think is Shikamaru, because he did a lot of things. Number one, he took down, he took down Hidan solo. You know, he took down an unkillable person by himself. Now, not many people can say that don't have like some kind of special like Rinnegan, Sharingan, or tailed beast in them. It's really hard to deal with those guys, you know, because they were hunting tailed beasts, so you know they're strong. And Shikamaru was able to take those down. And then I just kind of like his intelligence and ability to be able to plan stuff out. I think that saved a lot of people when they were going through stuff. So I was really appreciative of that.
Now it's time to talk about our favorite designs. Talix, do you have one?
Oh yeah, most definitely. My favorite design in the show was Madara Uchiha. The dude was coolness incarnate. He was super cool, super awesome. The color scheme that he had, the red on the black or blue, depending on, you know, what you're looking at. The red, like, kind of shogun-looking kind of armor that was on top of the stuff. And then he had a fan as a weapon, to which normally you don't see fans unless you're, like, Temari as a weapon. So I thought that was pretty awesome and stuff like that. So, yeah, Madara, especially when he had, like, the long spiked hair and stuff like that. And then he had the when he had the Obito mask on as well, like, that was pretty awesome. What about you, Trev?
Mm-hmm. Six Path Sage Mode Naruto.
Yeah, that was pretty awesome too.
I liked that one a lot because it wasn't just the solid color. There was multiple colors, and then the Truth Seeker orbs looked cool. And then it looked good how it just turned certain parts golden. And then just, like, the black. I like that.
Okay. Yeah, that's definitely a great choice. While we're at it, while we say it, favorites, do you have a least favorite design character?
Yes.
Okay. Who's that?
Sasuke.
Okay, so I mean that's one of the main characters. I mean, he took a lot of design elements. Are we talking about Shippuden, or are we talking about regular Naruto?
Shippuden.
Because he took a lot of design elements in Shippuden from Orochimaru with the big, you know, rope belt and all that stuff. So why did you not like his design?
I liked it. It's just that Naruto came back completely different, and then Sasuke, his eye was just purple. He just had a ray gun. Nothing much different.
Okay. I can see what you're saying with that.
I just thought that was kind of boring.
I can see what you're saying with that.
Yeah.
I think that, for the most part, I think that the only person I think that really didn't have much of a cool design, and I guess that's, you know, he's my favorite character, but at the very same time, his design is very super plain, which is Shikamaru, because his design was just the regular outfit. It really wasn't no flair to it, you know. Even Rock Lee had the green, you know, the green kind of jumpsuit that kind of like distinguished him from everybody else. But if we did not know Shikamaru from the other ninjas, we just think he was just like a regular background character. So I like him. He's an awesome character, cool hairstyle, but at the very same time, I think that they could have kind of made him a little bit better so far as look-wise.
Hello, I'm Matthew John Brooks, archaeologist and host of Cambridge for Kids History Podcasts. Whilst in lockdown, I have created a series of historical podcasts for kids and the whole family to enjoy. Every episode is a snappy, bite-sized treasure trove of information, and all under 10 minutes per episode. In this first season, we take a barge through ancient Egypt, walk the marble temples of ancient Greece, march the provinces with the Roman legions, stare in awe at the seven wonders of the ancient world, and stomp around with ferocious dinosaurs. If that sounds like fun, let's go time traveling. It's educational, it's engaging, and it's entertaining. Perfect brain food in these strange times.
Now it's time for our favorite settings. Talix, do you have one?
Yes, most definitely the Cloud Village. Really love the Cloud Village's design, where it was up in the mountains. And it also had, you know, it had some greenery. It had, like, the plateaus and different things like that, as well as it had some water areas, too. So I really liked the design of the Cloud Village to make it kind of like stand apart from everywhere else. It had a lot of elements that the other ones have, like the water from, like, you know, maybe the Hidden Mist Village, or the greenery from the Hidden, you know, Leaf Village, or the mountains and dirt and stuff that you would see from the Hidden Sand Village. So that was one I really liked. How about you, Trev?
For me, I'd say was probably Turtle Island. It's like the one that was, like, the big turtle.
Right.
I liked it. It had just, like, space everywhere.
Okay. Yeah, that was a pretty cool place. I would think, overall, I really liked the design of a lot of the different places. Because, like, I mean, even the village hidden in the rain, the Hidden Rain Village was a real awesome design. That was, like, I was going between Rain and Cloud Villages because I really liked that one, because it was just really cool to have, like, the consistent, like, watery kind of area and stuff like that too.
Yeah, just like a huge city.
Yeah. Alright, so what's your favorite scene that you've seen so far?
My favorite scene was when Kurama showed up in Sasuke's Susanoo.
Oh yeah, that was a really awesome scene. you know, so you see the fiery part of Kurama standing there covered with the armor of the Susanoo. Yeah, that was an awesome scene. There are so many awesome scenes in this show. Like one of my favorite ones, and I mean, you can come back with another one if you have another one, but one of my favorite ones, like I said earlier, was when Shikamaru took down Hidan, and he, you know, trapped him inside the hole, and then he just basically told him, you know, it was kind of like that reflection of, you know, Asuma with, you know, the lit cigarette and stuff like that. So that was a real cool scene to me. But a lot of the scenes, like a lot of my actual favorite scenes had to do with both Rock Lee and Mike Guy. The first time that Rock Lee and Sasuke get into it in the lobby when they're getting ready to go into the exam, and then, you know, Rock Lee is basically just handing Sasuke the whooping of his life. And Sasuke's just like, oh, I got Sharingan. Ain't nothing you can do to me. And Rock Lee's basically just like, it don't matter if you're not fast enough. And he's about to drill him. But he doesn't. And then even within that exchange, to where they see, like, when the kids look at Guy, and then they look away for a second, and then they look back at Guy, and he's not there anymore. Like, that was hilarious. And then, of course, Mike Guy going Night Guy on Madara at the end. That was so awesome, because it's just like, you take taijutsu to the extreme and you see, like, there's nothing that you can do if he catches you with it. Like, if he can hit you, it is nothing you can do. It's gonna hurt him a lot too, but you're gonna get hurt a lot more.
Just like, Madara admitted that if he wasn't like the 10 Tails Jinchuriki, then he'd be dead.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, it took him to be the 10 Tails Jinchuriki to deal with it. And he acknowledged him. He said, look, I, Madara Uchiha, acknowledge you. There is none greater than you at taijutsu. That is such a high praise for a person. Like, that's such a high praise for a person. There's so many things. Like, when we finally get to see the Yellow Flash in action. Like, that was awesome. When we first finally got to see Naruto, when they was fighting against Haku, when he first started using the Nine Tails Chakra. And he was able to catch her when she was trying to jump between the mirrors. Man, that was awesome. Or when we first saw, it's just so many things. Do you have another one?
When Madara first showed up and he was just, like, destroying everybody.
Oh, in the Ninja War, when he was just like, he just ran into the crowd and was just like stomping everybody out. Okay. Just for me to you. If you see Madara Uchiha show up on the field and it's just like your first, you just got to be a Jonin. You just passed the exam. You a Jonin now. And you're just like, man, let me go on out here and just do what I can in this great Ninja War. And you see Madara Uchiha on the field whooping people. Not one, not two. He's whooping 20 people at the same time. No weapons, no special moves, nothing. This just him using his hands and feet whooping people. Are you running over there to fight him?
No, I literally stop all of my chakra, lay down on the ground, and hope I don't get exhausted.
I'm digging in the ground. I'm burying myself. Nah, we ain't doing this. You ain't finna climb me like that. Oh, that's funny. Alright, so now it's time for stuff that doesn't make sense. Trev, what you think doesn't make sense in this?
The whole power arc.
Okay. Talk to me.
Because Naruto pretty much went his six-path sage mode. He pretty much did that.
Mm-hmm.
During power, when him and Kurama, they weren't even talking. And then it was just, like, right in the middle after he had learned to control it. And so the time frames didn't match up. And I just don't see where it started and where it ended. And then it just continued back while they were at the waterfall.
Right. Yeah. Sometimes within anime, they kind of do the filler arcs, or sometimes they just try to like stretch out plot in some reasons, or they think something's cooler, so they kind of go off and do something, and then you just come back, you be like, was he throwing money bags talking about money jutsu at people? Like it's just, like you just kind of wonder about what's going on in some episodes and stuff. And so it's just like, that didn't make any sense. The thing to me that doesn't make sense is, okay, Naruto's the son of the fourth Hokage, and you've seen the fourth Hokage be an awesome person. He looks just like the fourth Hokage. You've seen the fourth Hokage be awesome. You've seen the fourth Hokage fight the Nine Tails. Why are y'all mean to Naruto? Like, for what reason? Why? You didn't have to do all that to the kid. You had him sitting on that swing crying.
It's like, at the same time, too. Like, Minato chose to die for Naruto.
Right.
That he didn't kill him. He was, like, 2 hours old. Jeez.
And then, on top of the other stuff, you got to sit there and look at it with, we're looking at the way he was treated. Even the third, like, Naruto was staying in a house by himself. I'm like, the third could have at least given him a nice apartment at the place where he was at. You know, luckily, Konohamaru and all that stuff, kind of like, they ended up in Asuba and stuff, like, they ended up, you know, kind of getting family ties, but still, it was just like, come on. You're the third Hokage, so you definitely know the fourth Hokage. And you should have been there. And I think that doesn't make sense. I think that y'all really, really, really was mean to Naruto. And if Naruto wasn't such a good person, this show could be a completely different show where Naruto ended up being the main villain of the show, probably coming under tutelage of Madara Uchiha, which I think that would be an awesome alternate universe kind of look at the situation.
Meaning, he'd also know that Tobi was Obito.
Right. Like, that would be an interesting kind of, like, alternate look at stuff like that. So, that doesn't make sense.
Now it's time for something that we thought funny. Do you have anything you thought was funny?
Ah, man, this show was hilarious all the way throughout. One thing I thought was funny was when... And I think that this probably should have been also within one of my favorite scenes as well. But when, you know, Sasuke and his team joins Akatsuki and they go after Killer B. And they're just like, oh yeah, we're going to capture Killer B. And Killer B just wrecks them. Like, he wrecks all of them. It's just like, oh yeah, we're going to do this. I got my super special Sharingan eyes and all this stuff. We got this water dude. We got this healing person. We got a literal demon thing over here. And we're just going to do everything we can. We're going to wreck shop. And Killer B's just like he's just trying to get away. Killer B ain't even really trying to fight him. And he just wrecks him. Just like wrecks him. Had it not been for Karin there, Sasuke died twice in that fight. Like, Sasuke died. Had it not been for Karin and Jugo, it would have been over with for Pretty Boy Sasuke. So, to me, I'm like, y'all bit off more than y'all could chew, didn't you?
Yep. Something that I thought was funny was when Naruto powered up and then just, like, Madara was like, you seem different. And then Sasuke just... He's just there, and he's like, what?
Oh, in another situation with Sasuke, and I hate to dunk on Sasuke like this in this situation. All of us kind of have been dunking on Sasuke because you said he didn't like his style. But you know when they were fighting on the rooftop in Naruto, and Sasuke uses his Jidori, and Naruto uses his Rasengan, and, you know, you see the big hole that Sasuke leaves, and then you see, like, the little bitty hole that Naruto leaves inside the water tower. And you're just like, oh man, Sasuke would have did a lot of damage. And then Sasuke walks off behind the water tower and, like, the whole back of it's blown out. And you see how actually powerful that Rasengan is. And he's just like, oh. That, and okay, one more thing about Sasuke getting dunked on. When Naruto made, like, when they were fighting at the Valley of the Ends, and he took, like, he grabbed Sasuke, and he made a whole bunch of shadow clones, and he used it like a ladder, and he was, like, whipping Sasuke into the dirt, into the mountains like that. Like, that was pretty funny to me, too, so. Alright, so now it's time for Now That's Smart. So what did you think was really smart that they did within the show?
When Naruto and Sasuke were coming together with their seals, and Sasuke tried to teleport Kaguya to them so he could seal her without having to chase after her. I thought that was smart.
Yeah, that is really smart, because you got to chase her through different dimensions. It's not going to be easy to do.
Even though it failed.
Yeah, I mean, she's the mother of all juices, so I mean, that's going to fail, but it still ended up being an interesting situation. What I thought was really smart was that they gave, and some shows do this really good, I think that My Hero Academia does this pretty good, to where they give everybody a chance to shine outside of like 1010, who gets like, you know,
like, like,
a pig gets more time than 10-10. But if we're talking about it, you get different people that gets time to shine. Like, Konohamaru gets time to shine. The fourth, we're talking about Choji. We're talking about Hinata. We're talking about Kankuro. We're talking about Sasori. We're talking about, like, all these different people. Like, and of course, Shikamaru, that's smart, my guy. Everybody gets their time to kind of like shine and do their own things. And so it's just like, it's a show about Naruto, but it ain't only a show about Naruto.
Yep.
And then especially like with people like with Rock Lee, and I love the development of Rock Lee, because it's just like, sometimes in life it's stuff you can't do, you know, like you can draw really good. I can't draw as good as you, but that's just what it is. I just make my talents go as well as I can with different stuff. And so what Rock Lee does and what Mike Guy does is they utilize their talents and make their talents work for them in the best way. And that's what you're supposed to do in life, is just you take your talents and you use them to the best way. And sometimes using your talent the way that you utilize it can overcome a deficit that somebody else has. So most definitely, I thought that was super smart. Mm-hmm. All right, so what's something that you like that you saw in the show that you were just like, man, I really, really need that?
I need the Rinnegan.
For what?
So, if I have to look at someone in their writing and I have to copy what they're writing, I don't want to wait until they finish and then write all of it, just like, well, I can write it before they do.
Okay. So you're going to use it to cheat on your school test?
No.
No? Oh, you're going to take notes with it? Oh, okay. That's a good answer. Very good answer. Okay. So, something that I really want is I want some ramen from Ichiru Ramen Shop. It looks so good. It looks so good. I just really want to go sit there, sit under the flaps at the little bar area, eat me some ramen, and enjoy the night. That's what I want. Okay, so normally this is the spot where we do debate this, to where we figure out something and we want to kind of debate about. And because this is such an expansive show, it's over 500 episodes or something, I kind of wanted to do stuff that what we just thought was impactful. So instead of just going as a debate, let's kind of look at stuff, just kind of like talk about the things that we felt were impactful. Or maybe, yeah, just what do we feel was impactful about the show, or just different parts that you felt that were really strong?
The part when Naruto had to fight Gaara, and he just kept using his chin to just crawl. He was really determined to beat Gaara.
So we're talking about like resilience in a situation where it's just kind of like seems like you're not going to win this. It seems like it's just an overwhelming situation, but trying to continue to fight allows you to kind of give a second chance. That sometimes you might have a tail beast that you never knew about that you could actually use to help you win, or sometimes you never know about what the situation is. I think that that is an awesome situation too. And I mean, I guess we can kind of like go in line with Garo. We could talk about just kind of like the ability for somebody to kind of like transform themselves. I think that's really an awesome thing, because it's just like you look at Gaara's story to where he was basically built up to be a weapon to be used on people, and he just hated everybody. You know, he hated everything, and he would try to hurt people, to being a person who became the Hokage, Kazekage. I was going to say Raikage, Mizukage. I was going to say everything else except Kazekage. Anywho, he became the Kazekage and became the defender of his people, much like Naruto did when he became Hokage. He became the defender of his people when they didn't like him. He was the outcast, like looking for attention. And I thought that that was something that was like super impactful.
Yeah, I thought about that too with Naruto. And then the same thing with Sasuke, just like, he went from not caring about anything to being a parent.
Yeah, that is very true. That is a complete 180. And also, I think that, like, when we're looking at Sasuke, you can kind of, like, look at, like, what some people do to try to get the things that they want. And sometimes what you get isn't worth the way that you went to get it, you know? So it's just like, okay, Sasuke wanted to be stronger, but why did he want to be stronger? Just so he could fight Itachi. You know, eventually, yeah, he had to fight Itachi. And we're going to come back to that Itachi thing in a second. But he abandoned everybody in the village to have to be able to get that power. He went and sought out Orochimaru. And yes, he did become stronger. And yes, he did get these things. But he ended up losing all of his friends. And all he did was go out and find new friends after he got, you know, away from Orochimaru. So I think that sometimes it's not worth the power that you're getting or worth the thing that you're gaining if you lose your humanity or if you lose your compassion for other people. Sometimes the best way to do things is to help people out and to not achieve everything that it is that you want to do, because sometimes what you want to do hurts other people and you don't want to hurt other people. We want to make sure that everybody else is in a situation that they can grow as well. If we're talking about the whole Itachi situation, the village put him in a real hard spot to where he had to take out the rest of his clan and kind of put, it was a plan in which Itachi's a great example of a big brother. He's not a great example of a person, but a great example of a big brother, because as a big brother, he wanted his little brother to be the hero of Konoha. Like, that's what he set it up for. He wanted his big brother, he wanted his little brother to take him out and basically be like, so, okay, we got the person that attacked our village out of the way, and so Sasuke can come back as a hero and redeem the Uchiha name, as well as to be a person that took care of Itachi and stuff like that. So it's just, the show has so much. Like, we could sit here, like, literally all day and kind of, like, go over the different things that are awesome about the show or, like, impactful and stuff like that. And one of the things I kind of wanted to talk about was, which person's death did you feel was the most impactful one?
Jiraiya's.
I felt mine was Asuma's. And I guess we can kind of like talk about it. Like, why do you feel that Jiraiya's was the most impactful one to you?
Because it's just that he died because his student killed him. Like, that was sad and unexpected. And then he also had Naruto to take care of, and he helped Naruto so much, and then he died.
Yeah.
The one time Tsunade Betts was right, that happened.
Yeah, that was a hard one. That was a hard one. And to be honest with you, had Jiraiya known that it was actually six pains, I think he'd have won. Like, he only lost because he didn't realize there was more of them. he just thought he fought the one. I think he fought like three of them, and he was beating them solo. You know, I think if he knew all six of them were there, I think he could have won. Like, I legit think he could have won that. And that's and talking about having to deal with pain, like, the signing, all of these people are absolute monsters and awesome in their own right. Like, they're all awesome. And sad to say, Orochimaru almost eliminated Pain from the get-go. I think it was still the right choice for Jiraiya to raise them, but there was an opportunity for Orochimaru, because that's what he said. He wanted to take him out at the beginning when he first met the three kids. And it would have been a different situation. But I say, to me, Asuba's passing was the one that was super impactful to me, because I felt like it was a situation where I didn't see it coming. I didn't see it coming. Like, I did not see it coming. Like, when Jiraiya was fighting against Pain, I was just like, so this one might get out of hand or whatever, but I just did not see it coming when Hidan or just didn't go away, and he just kept coming back. And Asuma was one of those characters, because, you know, we was waiting on this kid to be born, and we were just like, oh man, he's gonna get back, he's gonna be a great dad and stuff like that. And it's just like, oh man. And then he had such a cool weapon, and he was like Shikamaru's, you know, teacher and stuff like that, and just to kind of like see Shikamaru's reaction to that, like, was a real hard thing to watch, because he was real upset about it. Like, but he also kind of like did a great job of becoming that person to be able to move beyond it. So, man, this show has a lot of great stuff in it. Like, I'm really happy that you watched this show, because I was like, this is one of my favorite shows that I've ever seen. Like hands down, one of my favorite shows that I've ever seen. And so I'm really glad that you watched it, because you were able to see kind of some of the stuff. And I just remember kind of like watching you as you were watching it and seeing parts coming up. Like when I knew Asuma was finna pass away, I came in and watched you. And you're just like, you could see the impact on you was the same impact that it had on me. It was like, it hurt. It hurt bad. But at the very same time, you know, time passes and you get past it. And so I think that's pretty good. Oh, if you could be from a village, and if you had a jutsu, what would it be? First village and then jutsu.
Okay. I want to be from the Hidden Sand.
Okay. I would want to be from the Hidden Rain Village. All right. What jutsu would you like to have?
Like, something sort of like Almighty Pull. Like, at least I didn't have to get up to get the remote.
Mm-hmm. Okay, to be able to kind of like manipulate stuff, location. Okay.
It's like, then I burn my popcorn because I have to wait a whole other 5 seconds.
Oh, okay. I think my thing would be like, I'd want my jutsu to be like a water, basically like a water animals or whatever, right? So depending on what the thing is, like, I can make a water dolphin, or I can make a water wolf, or I can make a water hawk, depending on what it is, and just kind of like fight like a long range fight like that. So I think that would be kind of like something I would like to have. I think that would be pretty awesome to have. And especially being in the Hidden Rain Village, you could have like such a big area full of water to be able to utilize and mold would be awesome. Alright, so Trev, what's an upgrade that you would give to the show?
This is one thing and one thing only.
What's that?
Sasuke get a better design after the Sage of Six Paths.
I like it. I like that idea. The thing I would do to give an upgrade, give 1010 something to do. Just give her something to do.
Just like, she was in a literal war.
Right.
And all she did was complain about not having a weapon.
That's it. Like, come on, man. Come on, man. All right, now it's time for Rate It or Hate It. So from 0 to 5, Rising Shurikens, what do you give Naruto?
5.
As do I. It's a 5. I love it. Like I said, it was one of my favorite things to watch. And I really enjoyed having you watch that and stuff like that. So now we're kind of like on the same thing, because like I watched it, and then because I watched all the way up to the end of the first Naruto, and then from there I read the manga through Shippuden, and then I would go back and watch episodes when they came out and stuff like that. And so it was just like, that's one of my favorite things to do, and I'm doing that with My Hero right now because I'm way past, like, I'm in, what would they would be in, like, season just about 6 of My Hero. Talking about, like, because I think they were like, what, 4th season right now, just in regular stuff. I'm not going to, no spoilers coming, but it's going to get epic. It's going to get epic. So I'm just looking forward to just kind of do that, but just kind of like seeing that was something that I felt was awesome, and I really enjoyed it. So definitely 5 across the board. Great story, great character development, and immersive story, and I really enjoyed it. Okay, so what is a fun fact that you have?
That Naruto was voiced by a girl in both the Japanese and the English.
Ah, cool. Excellent. That's good. Fun fact. In relation to Dragon Ball and relation to, well, a lot of, you know, anime have a similar character type that is in it. The third has a very, very strong resemblance to Goku in that he uses a staff that has multiple different dimensions. He can change the thickness and the length of it, as well as he has ape summon. So that's something that is an awesome, pretty cool fact. Also, if we're looking at different names and stuff like that, one of the cool things that I thought was cool in my favorite character, which is Shikamaru, his last name is Nara, which means deer. So that's pretty cool.
And the person who voices Naruto in the English also plays in Lab Rats.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Didn't know that. That's actually news to me. So pretty cool. All right. Okay, so far as upcoming news, we're sorry that it's been a while since you've heard from us, but, you know, pandemics kind of throw plans out of order sometimes. But we're going to be back. We're going to be having some more stuff coming up in the near future and everything like that. An update, we're going to have a new shirt that we're going to put into the store. It's going to be a very simplified logo black shirt, but still, I think it looks pretty cool. So we're going to add that to the show. We're going to try to get back into some more movies and stuff like that with things coming up. I think we're definitely going to try to get into Mulan or something else other coming up. Thank you for listening to us. Thank you for being there with us. Thank you for rocking with us. It's always a great time when I get to sit down with Trev and we get to watch something together. We get to sit here and talk about it. Like, it's something we do anyway, but for us to kind of be able to make a show out of it, I think that's something that is really awesome, and I really enjoy it, and we really appreciate you guys listening to it. So if you want to get in touch with us, make sure you hit us up on Twitter at HeroTalk1, the number one. Hit us up at HeroTalkTT@gmail.com. You want to send us an email, we're on Instagram at HeroTalkTT. We're on Facebook as well at Hero Talk with Talix and Trev. We have a YouTube channel where we only have really one video on there, but we got some more sketches and videos coming up for you very soon. It's going to be something that we think that is going to be awesome and fun and kind of interesting for everybody to have on you. And we just want to continue to have fun and to show everybody the things that we can do. So this has been Hero Talk with Talix and Trev. I'm Talix.
And I'm Trev.
Because when there's a hero,
we talk.